So, first question, and the first thing that I wanted to ask you is about the early days of Swiss cultural program in Serbia and in former Yugoslavia and your involvement in it. What were your primary goals, objectives, interests, and what was the situation like when you came here?
When the Swiss cultural program started its support program in Eastern Europe, including the Ukraine in 1999, which was a mandate given by the Swiss Agency for Development and Cooperation. We did not open any office at the time in Belgrade. We opened offices in Skopje, in Sofia, in Bucharest, in Tirana, and later on also in Sarajevo, local offices. But Serbia was not part of the program at the time. And I opened up the office in Skopje in May or June. June 99. And then in 2000, by the beginning of 2000 actually, the Swiss Agency for Development Cooperation said that it would also be very beneficial to start to explore potential projects or a cooperation program in culture also with Serbia. And actually they made this decision when it was still the so-called old regime. It was still a Milosevic regime. This was in June 2000, and the decision was that one would do this. One would not open an office, but one would, for a first, pilot phase of 2 years, one would do this from Skopje. So I had then somebody from Macedonia, Oliver Musovic. He's still in the local office today in Skopje. Who joined me to do this special grant giving, or to develop this grant giving program for Serbia. And this started in October 2000.
And can you tell us more about the first contacts you had, the people you met, artists, people involved in the cultural scene in those days?
I would maybe start with a story how I came the first time to Serbia, because I was never visiting Serbia in the time of former Yugoslavia, and it was still former Yugoslavia when I came the first time. Though it was in the December 99, and I was traveling back to Switzerland for the meeting of the Swiss Arts Council and of all the offices of the Swiss Cultural Program. So we were traveling with the car to through Belgrade, visiting a friend of ours who was working here in the Swiss Embassy. And everybody in Skopje, I mean, especially the foreigners, were warning us about this trip. It was also the time still of the embargo. So first of all, it was there was nobody on the highway. It was a snowstorm. And somewhere after Niš, we were stopped by a Serbian policeman and a Serbian, vojnik, a Serbian
soldier.
And we thought this is now already the first problem. We're still on our way to Belgrade, but then anyway they only wanted a lift to Belgrade. And then I was having all these stories going on in my head, because everybody was at that time still rather, as you probably might also remember, rather anti, let's say not very. Rather skeptic towards the situation in Serbia. I asked them to show me their Lična karta. And then the police guy said, yes, I will show you my Lična karta. And the vojnik said, no, you take it or leave it. So anyway, they came with us to Belgrade. We arrived totally safe, and with a very amiable, actually, conversation, we arrived in Belgrade. And then the next day, I had a meeting with an artist, with Uroš Djuric, who was at that time with Raymond. And this was actually the first Serbian artist from Serbia which I met in December 99 in Hotel Moskva. Sometime later I met in Skopje Branislava Andjelković from the center, Soros Center for Contemporary Arts. And then I had a special visit in 2000 in June 2000. To Belgrade to meet with different actors. I met Boris Čakširan at that time, Plavo Pozorište. I also met from Soras Sanja Lukic at the time. Then also the Ljubiša Ristić Center. What is it called? Well, she's still running now the Starigrad Cultural Center. Also EXIT, the organizer from EXIT, from Novi Sad, also an amazing meeting. So we were at that time then meeting different people, and then in October 2000, by coincidence, just a few days after the October Revolution, on the 5th of October. A week afterwards, we had a first promotion of the Swiss Cultural Program at the Swiss Embassy, at the Swiss the residency of the Swiss Ambassador, where the embassy invited about 100 different cultural actors from public and non-governmental institutions, and I was there together with Christina Ivanovska, my colleague from the local office in Skopje, and there we presented the program. We started actually to the program with supporting one-time events from all the different art fields. They could apply either to the people could apply either to the Swiss Embassy or directly to the office in Skopje, and that's how the program started. One of the first events which we supported was a conference on regional on cultural development. At that time, I think organized by Vukadinovic from, tell me the name.
I wouldn't
know. Yeah, from well, it was a it was a regional conference held in the beginning of 2001 here in Belgrade. Or another project was the Summer School of the University of Arts by Milena Grčić-Sesić, which was held in Novi Pazar. I mean, these were the first projects I remember.
Okay, so you supported different profiles of high quality manifestation projects, and some of them from the very beginning, from the very basals, and some of them were already structured. So
yes,
what were the criteria? How did you make decisions?
The criteria was, well, first of all, artistic quality, and this actually stayed a criteria through the whole program here in Serbia, and it still is one of the main criteria. Artistic quality, in the sense of new media, new technologies, new approaches, being innovative in the segment which this project is actually focusing on. So this also means that artistic quality can be maybe a little bit different if you're not doing it in a cultural center like Belgrade or like Novi Sad or to lesser extent also like in Niš. But if you're doing it in a smaller town or a smaller village, then artistic quality has to be also seen in connection to what does it really mean for the local context. So basically, we were trying to support projects which were giving something new, a new quality or a new, or also a new production to the specific local and thematic context in which the project was taking part. This stayed actually a criteria for all, I mean, throughout all the years of this program. Then, of course, another criteria was, this is also typical maybe Swiss criteria, but I do think it met the needs of Serbia, I would say of the whole region of the Western Balkans. It's decentralization, that you do not only have projects and a diverse cultural scene in the big centers, but also in the smaller towns and villages, and if possible also in villages. And then, of course, it was to have projects which also bring forward or articulate or raise awareness on cultural minority issues or on issues and topics which otherwise are not really part of the mainstream discussion or debate on culture and arts or in cultural policies and art policies.
I can offer this first radio show.
Okay.
Would you like maybe to say something that I didn't mention and you think that is important for this first issue?
Maybe
about beginnings and early days.
Maybe I would like to just highlight some of the impressions which I gained in this very first 2 years. Until then, the office was set up in October 2002. When it comes to the cultural projects which we got from Serbia, from all over Serbia, of course, mostly from Belgrade, that first of all, the projects were very well written. So there was a very professional and also, I would say, trained to apply scene of cultural actors, especially NGOs, associations. This is one thing. Then also that the projects usually were really innovative, and they had a very good artistic quality at that time. I mean, it really seems that the Serbian scene was just waiting to re-enter. Re-enter. Let's say this whole international also context of culture and arts production. They were very well positioned and very professional, and Serbia and especially Belgrade also proved to be a hub for regional networking. A lot of the projects in those very early years, which has now become one of the main focus of our program, were regionally linked. So they were reconnecting and relinking with their partner institutions from the region, but also also internationally, not only within the frames of Southeastern Europe and the Ukraine at the time. And the third thing, what I would just, if I still have time, would just like to mention, is that in spite of all the, political, let's say, obstruction which was going on in Serbia, at least until, October 2000, the arts and culture scene was actually quite independent, or was very strong. And I think this was also that the Swiss Culture Program was not having any direct political implications with their support, but supporting only artistic and cultural productions with also certain quality. I think this was also one of the reasons why I would say we were welcomed very well in those first years and continuing until today. And I would also say that the culture scene in Serbia proved to be the political context for the development of the culture and art scene in Serbia proved to be, in spite of everything, quite open. I'm thinking now, for example, of the Center for Contemporary Art in Belgrade, where the whole team, with the appointment of Branislav Andjelković to become director of the Museum for Contemporary Art, was actually transferred into a public institution. I think this speaks also for, finally, it does speak for the Serbian government or political structures, or also Milena Dragicic-Sesic, who was director of the University of Arts and who could also build up this management curriculum. I think this was also very early. This was in 2000 or 2001. So I just think that this is something unseen of or unheard of in other countries in the region, that you do have this link and this transfer of know-how and capacities from the independent art scene to the public institutions, which I think is very important.
Yes, this was very important to mention.
Okay.
Okay.